Hello everyone, I'm Christopher.
And I'm Laura.
Okay, the last time we saw you, we were talking about David, whose grades were slipping because he is in love.
Ooh, 所以还记不记得昨天我们看到这个大卫日记写了什么呢？就是，哎，他真的是不乖哦，他的成绩 slip 就是往下滑，变坏啦。那为什么呢？因为他似乎是in love, 他谈恋爱了，他喜欢上他的那个一个新生，他名叫做 Michelle, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's in love with a new student called Michelle.
Ooh. Okay, have you ever had your grades slip because you were in love with another student?
No, I was always number one. No, okay. No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Because I actually keep them quite apart. Like, I study hard and...
Love.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that wasn't my problem. What about you?
No. I did not. My grades slipped and no love.
No. Oh, that's even worse. Anyway, today we're going to talk about something even more exciting about love. We shouldn't really give away what's going to happen. So let's check it out.
David's Daily Life. Love Hurts.
Everyone tells me, David, you're a chicken. Be brave. They're right. So, I wrote Michelle a love letter. Maybe she'll be my girlfriend after she reads it. Then I won't be nervous around her. The next day, I asked Eddie to give Michelle the letter. I was brave enough to write it, but not brave enough to give it to her.When we entered our English classroom, Eddie thought he put his homework on Ms. Hung's desk and gave Michelle the letter. Michelle looked at it and asked, "Why did you give me your homework?"
Word power!
Brave.Brave. Many brave soldiers fought and died in World War I. Many brave soldiers fought and died in World War I. Letter. Letter. In the past, people sent letters by using horses or birds. In the past,People sent letters by using horses or birds. Nervous. Nervous. William always feels nervous about flying in planes and becomes sick. William always feels nervous about flying in planes and becomes sick. Enter.Enter. You can enter the building through the front door. You can enter the building through the front door.
Okay, let's look at David's diary.
Mm.
Everyone tells me, David, you're a chicken. Be brave.
Oh, 所以一开始我们就看到大卫在这个日记写到说，大家都跟我说 ，David， 你是个胆小鬼，要勇敢一点。Chicken.
Right. If you say someone is chicken,、
mm-hmm.
you are saying they are frightened or scared、to do something that、requires a little risk or danger.
Okay.
You're not. It's also like calling someone a coward. Coward is another word like、chicken.We spell chicken, C-H-I-C-K-E-N, C-H-I-C-K-E-N, chicken, and coward, C-O-W-A-R-D, C-O-W-A-R-D,
coward. Of course, we're not talking about the chicken we eat,
no.
like KFC, So chicken 这里不是鸡哦，而是指胆小鬼的意思啦，是在口语上有胆小鬼的意思。那刚刚呢，这个 Chris 老师补充的 coward 这个字呢，虽然也有胆小的意思啊，或者是胆怯，但是呢，它其实有比较负面的意思，所以不要用这个 coward 或是 chicken 来骂你的朋友，这样子都是不好的啦。There's also another word I want to teach.
Okay.
It's actually, if you've read this, Remember the Diary of a Wimpy Kid? The word wimpy, W-I-M-P-Y, 就是有懦弱的。其实它就是训咖日记的这个主题 ,Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay, so to review, we have chicken,
coward
and wimpy.
Yeah,
or wimp.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wimpy is the adjective.
Exactly. So, Mandy is chicken because she won't go on the roller coaster. Mandy is chicken because she won't go on the roller coaster.
Oh, that's like me too.
Me too.
Yeah, Mandy 很胆小，她是个胆小鬼，因为她不敢坐什么呢 ？Roller coaster 就是云霄飞车。Yeah,、okay. and we also saw the word brave, right?
Right, brave. So brave is the opposite of chicken.、Mm-hmm. It means you're showing courage or no fear of difficult or scary things. So brave.If you've seen firefighters, you、mm-hmm. might think they're brave because、
right.
they go into a burning building. We spell brave, B-R-A-V-E,、mm-hmm. B-R-A-V-E.、
Mm. Right, so brave 呢就是一个形容词表示勇敢的这样的意思哦。那当然呢提到勇敢很有勇气的话呢我们就会想到诶它的名词 bravery, B-R-A-V-E-R-Y, 就是勇气。当然你也可以用 courage, this other word,、
uh-huh.
which probably much means the same thing as、
yes.
bravery.、Mm-hmm. Courage 就是勇气的意思 C-O-U-R-A-G-E. 那刚刚 Chris 老师有提到诶这个消防员 firefighters, 他们的确真的呢很勇敢他们是大火英雄。
Right, okay. So many brave soldiers fought and died in、oh. World War I. Many brave...soldiers, or、mm-hmm. you said courageous, many brave、
right.
soldiers fought and died in World War I.
没错很多勇敢的这个军人也就是 soldier 在第一次世界大战他们打仗并且呢死在战场上。
David continues,、mm-hmm. they're right. So I wrote Michelle a love letter.
Oh, so、Ooh. To show that he's really brave, right?、Okay.
Or maybe that he's really chicken.
Oh, okay.、Mm. So, you know, that's true. 所以呢其实这时候他觉得大家好像觉得说他很胆小。那勇敢一点他就觉得说好你们都说的对。然后呢他就决定怎么样要写给 Michelle 什么东西呢 ?A love letter, 一封情书诶。
Letter. Okay, so we see letter. It's a written or printed message from one person to another person. And it's usually put in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and sent in、uh-huh. the mail. Okay, letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, L-E-T-T-E-R. There are several types of letters.
Of course.
You can get a bank letter,、mm-hmm. so that means the bank gives it to you.
Right.
You can get a school letter,、
mm.
which is not always bad. Sometimes the school is saying, you have this day off because、
Yay.
Of this festival. All right. And, of course, love letter.
Okay, so letter 呢其实在本科就有书信这样的意思啦它是个名词但当然它有分不同种类刚刚 Chris 老师有提到好多种 And there's this one I can also think of, a business letter.
Right,、
就是商业书信 Or sometimes singers or movie stars, they get letters from their fans.
So fan letter.、
Right,、所以就是粉丝写给明星的信Okay, and of course, nowadays, people usually write emails instead of letters, right?
Right, exactly.
So, emails 当然就是电子邮件 and that's why letters or things like postcards, 就是明信片、mm-hmm. they are sort of not that popular as emails. Postcards are.
Well, I like to write、
really?
Letters to all my friends、
oh,
around the world.
You never write me one, so.
Oh, well, you're here next to me, I can't.That's weird.
Write me one next time, but、
okay.
not a love letter.
Oh, okay. okay. I'll write you a happy letter.
Okay.
In the past, people sent letters by using horses or birds. So in the past, a long, long time ago,、
right?
people sent letters, messages to each、other by using horses. so they would ride on the horse.、
Right?
They wouldn't give the message to the horse. Or birds. So they would tie the message to the bird's ankle and it would fly to、
yeah.
the place.
And those ancient martial arts movies, they do that too,、
yeah.
like a dove. Okay. 所以呢没错这个飞鸽传书呢的确是存在的。在很久以前呢当然人们都是可能用马啦快马加鞭或者是用这个鸽子来寄信哦。
Okay, David says, or hopes, he's like,、
mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll be my girlfriend after she reads it.
Don't get your hopes up so high. Okay. 所以这时候大卫他觉得说，诶，或许这个美秀看我的信之后就会变成我的 girlfriend, 女朋友。And of course, 男朋友的英文当然就是 boyfriend.、Mm. Okay. And I like how people write GF or BF as the 缩写的 acronym、
oh,
sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a Taiwan film that's、yes. GFBF.
Yeah, 男朋友女朋友、mm. 女朋友男朋友、mm.
Okay, so then I won't be nervous around her. This is what David's saying、mm. because he's going to give her the letter and、
okay.
say, I love you. He won't be nervous around her.
Okay, 所以如此一来呢大卫就觉得说诶我在他身边的时候就不会那么的 nervous.
Nervous, okay, nervous means anxious about something、mm-hmm. or afraid of something. SoHe's going to give her the letter, so maybe he's like shaking a little bit. He's like, ah. So nervous. N-E-R-V-O-U-S. N-E-R-V-O-U-S. Okay, so I think he might be wrong about thinking、
yeah.
giving the letter will make him、yeah. less nervous. I think maybe if he dates her...he'd be more nervous.
Exactly. I get super nervous when I'm around people I like. Yeah, especially when they already know I like them. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, usually you'll be so careful about not to do stupid things like maybe drop your spoon or have food stuck in your teeth. Okay, we don't want to talk about that. That's getting me nervous. Nervous 就是紧张不安这样的意思。
Okay, William always feels nervous、mm-hmm. about flying in planes and becomes sick.
Ooh.
So William always feels nervous or anxious、mm-hmm. about flying in planes and becomes sick. So he gets a stomach ache、
oh.
or he wants to throw up.
Hey, something like that. William 总是对这个坐飞机感到很紧张，然后就会感到怎么样，很 sick, 就是不舒服或是他想吐哦。Let's continue.
All right, David says, the next day, I asked Eddie to give Michelle the letter.
Oh, so 隔天我就叫 Eddie 拿信给 Michelle.
Oh, so I see. He says, I was brave enough to write it, but not brave enough to give it to her.
Chicken. Oh. 所以他说我够勇敢写信，但是却不够勇敢亲自给他这封信哦。Okay, let's take a look at how to use enough with our 英文快译通。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello, I'm David. 欢迎来到英文快译通。今天呢、啊，姐妹花 Vicky 和 Yvonne 讲了个故事哦。不知道同学们有没有听过呢？赶快来瞧瞧喽！
你听过鞋匠与小精灵这个故事吗？故事的一开头讲到，鞋匠夫妇没有足够的钱买新皮革制作鞋子。因此
我听过我听过是不是鞋匠起床后一双完美精致的鞋出现在前不过你刚刚提到的足够的 enough 它很难搞耶位置变来变去的吼到底要放在哪、啊、
enough 的位置会变来变去的是因为它有不同的身份我们先来看看它当形容词的用法既然 enough 可以当形容词我们就可以把它摆在名词的前面例如 I don't have enough money to treat you to a big meal 其中的 enough 表示的是足够的充足的 enough money 就是足够的钱那 enough 后面其实也可以接可数名词哦像是 enough bugs 足够的虫子 For example We have to collect enough bugs for the science project我们需要收集足够的虫子来做科学报告。另外，英文要讲到下下教又让人听得懂，那才是 good enough。咦，这时候 enough 怎么跑到 good 的后面去了呢？刚刚不是还在 money 跟 bugs 的前面？哦，原来呢，当 enough 是副词的时候，它必须出现在形容词或者是副词的后面。你们一定不知道 Polly 老师还会讲广东话 Cantonese 而且好到可以跟香港人交谈哦 Polly's Cantonese is good enough to talk with Hongkongese Polly's Cantonese is good enough to talk with Hongkongese
而赢得第49届金马奖最佳女主角以及第55届亚太影展最佳女主角的桂纶镁，之所以能够有此殊荣啊，是因为她在《女朋友男朋友》这部电影当中，将各个年龄层的角色诠释得相当完美。另外呢，她也很认真于自己的电影事业哦。She works hard enough to win the awards. She works hard enough to win the awards. 所以啊，桂纶镁当上双科影后实在是实至名归。最后提醒一下同学们， enough 还有另外一个身份哦，它的身份是代名词。For example, I have some money but not enough to buy a car. 其中的 enough 指的就是足够的钱，因此呢，这里的 enough 就等于 enough money。 好的，我们今天就到这里咯， See you next time, 拜拜。
When we entered our English classroom, okay, so we see enter, it means to come or go in a place. You have to enter a classroom to have a lesson, right?
Right, okay, enter 就是进入这样子的意思啦。For example, you can enter the building through the front door.
Right, exactly, you can enter the building through the front door. You can exit the building, which is the opposite, through the back door.Okay, so Eddie thought he put his homework on Miss Hong's desk and gave Michelle the letter.
天哪，所以 Eddie 以为他把这个作业放在洪老师的桌上，可是他竟然是把这个信，其实放在洪老师的桌上哦。So what was it really?
Well, Michelle looked at it and asked, why did you give me your homework?
So Michelle 就看一下桌上说，哎 ，Eddie， 你干嘛给我你的作业啊？Oh my god, how embarrassing.
Right, I know.
Oh, so he must have given the letter to... Miss Hong!
Ugh, really embarrassing. Okay, so David wasn't brave enough to give Michelle the letter, so he gave it to his friend. And Eddie took the letter and his homework, but put the homework...on Michelle's desk and the love letter on Miss Hong's desk.
所以呢，如果你要给叫别人给那个传这个情书的时候，要找到对的人 ，you have to find somebody careful. 所以像 Eddie 呢，他就不小心呢，把这个要给 Michelle 的信，还有给 Miss Hong 的作业，怎么样搞混了 ？It was a mix up, right?
Yeah. Have you ever had a mix up like David?
Fortunately, no. Okay. Have you?
No.I have not, thankfully.
But I've heard stories about people emailing
the wrong person.
Yeah, because they were so like fast when they actually probably typed somebody, better not be the ex. I've heard stories like that. Okay, 就是把信可能寄错给别人。Okay, I guess that's it for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
A-Fun 小聚会
同学们，我是 Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。还记得我说过我相信命运操之在己吗？而这句话的英文应该要怎么说呢？ Every man forges his own destiny. Every man forges his own destiny. 人人铸造自己的命运。 Forge 是动词，是铸造、铸铁的意思。还有我们看到前面的 every man，可不是每个男人的意思哦， M-A-N 单纯意指人类。人类的英文单字可多着了，有 human, human being, mankind 等等。这边动词用到的 forge 这个字，是因为同学们，你们不觉得人生的命运即便能够改变，可是需要很长的时间的磨练，就跟炼铁一样嘛，需要很长久的时间。就像是这一周我跟大家介绍的经典名言一样， To be or not to be, that's a question. 生或死值得深思，表示人生是我们可以自己决定的。 Patience can conquer destiny, no need to rush. 耐心征服命运，无需急躁，时间可以证明一切。 Students, we have our own destiny. 命运可是操之在己的哦。
David's Daily Life. Love Hurts.
Everyone tells me, David, you're a chicken. Be brave. They're right. So, I wrote Michelle a love letter. Maybe she'll be my girlfriend after she reads it. Then I won't be nervous around her. The next day, I asked Eddie to give Michelle the letter. I was brave enough to write it, but not brave enough to give it to her. When we entered our English classroom, Eddie thought he put his homework on Ms. Hung's desk and gave Michelle the letter. Michelle looked at it and asked, "Why did you give me your homework?"
Brave. Brave. Many brave soldiers fought and died in World War I. Many brave soldiers fought and died in World War I. Letter. Letter. In the past, people sent letters by using horses or birds. In the past, people sent letters by using horses or birds. Nervous. Nervous. William always feels nervous about flying in planes and becomes sick. William always feels nervous about flying in planes and becomes sick. Enter. Enter. You can enter the building through the front door. You can enter the building through the front door.